Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Texas. Owen Schroyer going to be with you here for the remainder of today's broadcast. I have a lot of important news to get to, so long as I can get to all of it and get my guest coming up at 1 o'clock, Henry Davis, on, I will open up the phone lines. But remember, today, 3 to 6 p.m. on the War Room, as is tradition, last Friday of every month, we have the Veterans Call-In Special. We've had so many great editions of the Veterans Call-In Special on the War Room, but I think today is going to be the most important one I've ever done. And I think the reasons are obvious. So, all the great veterans tuned in today, we are going to have phone lines open just for you on the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., as every last Friday of the month. Now, I got a bunch that I want to get to, and in this short segment, I'm really not sure where I want to go right now. Because it's all so important. But, you know, I made a decision last night, and the crew has this video on here, of Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Cortez complaining her crocodile tears about how she was almost assassinated. Total BS. I made a decision last night because, yeah, guys, take her off the screen. See, everybody says, oh, InfoWars are so controlled. No. We make our own decisions here. I mean, Alex is the boss, but I'm deciding, and much of my War Room crew is in that room as well, I don't want to play any AOC clips ever again. I don't want to give her any airtime. I don't want to see her. I don't want to hear from her. And I realized something last night, because almost the entire media is covering her crocodile tears. Oh, Republicans want me dead. Oh, they're threatening to kill me. Oh, my gosh, it's so hard being me, having an election rigged so I can get in as a commie. Which she doesn't even know any of that's going on, quite frankly. She may be in for a rude awakening with what's happening right now on the Wall Street short squeeze. But that will play itself out. But, you know, I realize the only reason this woman is even relevant is because we respond to her. And I know that that understanding can be kind of put out to other issues with the media and other Democrats and such. But it's not as bad because you still have to call that out. If we didn't respond and we didn't play and we didn't act like she was there having influence, then she would be totally irrelevant. And so she gets dolled up on TV with the makeup and the hair, and they praise her. Oh, she's so great. Look at this young up-and-coming commie. Oh, my gosh, we love her so much. And, oh, she was almost assassinated at the Capitol. Oh, the crocodile tears flow. Oh, she doesn't deserve any space in your head. She doesn't deserve any space on our airwaves. So for the War Room crew that's in there, the Alex Jones Show, well, they can keep playing her or not. But I don't want to see her or hear about her ever again. She needs to fade off into existence, or she's going to have a rude awakening and see that, her little cronies there in the Democrat Party, like the big banks, like the Wall Street hedge fund managers. And in a way, I kind of hope they get bailed out by the Biden administration. Remember, the Biden campaign got tens of millions of dollars from the top 30 hedge fund managers and executives on Wall Street. So Wall Street is all in the tank for Biden. They are begging. They are going to be begging for a bailout. You already saw the stories and you know it's true. And there's going to be people going to Project Veritas from Robinhood and others. The Biden White House made the call to stop the trading. It was the Biden White House. They may not physically bail them out with the cash. You know they're begging for that. But the Biden White House capitulated and stopped the short squeeze that would have bankrupted all these hedge fund managers. It would have been hundreds of billions of dollars. And the Biden White House stopped it.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
When an unstoppable force meets an immovable object, you're about to find out. The unstoppable force is the worldwide awakening of humanity, wanting to break the shackles of the slavery on their minds, on their bodies, on their souls, on their speech, versus the immovable object, which is globalism, the New World Order, one world government, medical tyranny. They're not going to relent. But we're an unstoppable force. So that old question, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? We're about to find out, ladies and gentlemen. And just to finish my points from the last segment with AOC and her crocodile tears. You know, there's videos and images from inside the Capitol. And I remember covering it at the time on January 6th or the days after, where you can still see congressmen and women in the chamber of Congress while the Capitol is being breached and they're just hanging out. Now, the funny thing is, I mean, it's not a blanket statement to be made, but the funny thing is you did see some congressmen and women cowering in the fetal position while this was going on. You may remember like Jayaramara Rapal or whatever, who was saying, oh my gosh, I got COVID. No one had a mask on. But then all the videos and images of her in the Capitol that day without a mask went viral. She shut up real quick. Notice how that story went away. Just more lies from our politicians. More lies from the virtue signal Democrats. But so for AOC to say, oh my gosh, I felt my life threatened. Oh, it's so bad. Folks, there were members of Congress hanging out in the main chambers, not in fear of their lives at all. And they wouldn't even have left the main chambers, except they had to because they were escorted out by security. They had no other choice. Now, the assumption, which isn't an assumption, it's a well-studied psychological phenomenon. Why would some members of Congress be cowering in fear versus others just sitting up in their seats, standing up, walking around, talking like, hey, you know, what's going on here? Well, see, the guilty always show their guilt when it's on the table. So all the congressmen and women cowering in fear were probably the biggest criminals in Congress, feeling that they were about to get their comeuppance. Versus the people that are just in Congress, you know, innocent, bystanders, not really that involved or whatever, actually trying to do a good thing. You can see them. They're standing around. They're walking around. They're talking to cops. They're talking to each other, not looking like anything's happening at all, just kind of moseying about. But then had to be escorted out eventually by security, but they weren't in fear. But then you see some of the Democrats literally look like they're crapping their britches. And that's why you see all the crocodile tears from them now. Because they're scared of justice, folks. And you know, again, I am not a violent revolutionary. I never have been. That's not my intent. It's never been a thought in my head as far as me in my life doing what I do. But You see, when you've committed so much crime and you've lied and deceived so much and you feel that justice is coming your way, how do you think you'd behave? How do you think you'd behave? Well, you'd cower and scurry around like a cockroach, afraid that you were going to have to face the people that you've been screwing over for so long. And so that's really what their fear is. And so when they say, oh, we're afraid for our lives, it has nothing to do with January 6th. It has nothing to do with people that were in D.C. or the million Trump supporters. It has everything to do with their criminal behavior. And so that's why they're scared, because the world is waking up. That's why they're scared, because their crimes are coming to light. And all of their propaganda is really not working. Yes, it's working. Yes, it's working on a lot of people, but it's not working on all of us. And thus, the real revolution is on. A revolution of the heart, a revolution of the mind, a revolution of policy and politics, a revolution of information. This is the revolution. And here's what my point is. Again, I'm not a violent revolutionary, but I will say, Trump, as I was saying the other day on air, when we had the Boogaloo boy on, Trump was our last hope, in my eyes, in a lot of people's eyes, at least at the time, our last hope for a peaceful, legal, lawful change of D.C., D.C. politics, D.C. policy, putting America first, stop getting screwed over, all of it. They rejected that. And you know Trump was cutting deals. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I guarantee you there were times Trump was like, look, just do this peacefully. And they just refused, and they kept lying about him, and they kept lying about America, and they just wouldn't relent because they're an immovable object, and that's world government. And they want in on it, and they want a seat at the table. Who knows what they know or what they think they know, but that's what is driving them. And so we said, look, here's Trump. We can do this peacefully and legally and lawfully. We can have a president that's not a corrupt individual. We can have a president that wants to be the president. We can have a president that actually weighs the decisions on policy and foreign policy and everything, that actually wants to help America. And they rejected it. And they lied about it and everything. So, and they got a bunch of people to go along with it too. But see, now Trump's out of the way and all the stuff is still wrong. Much of it getting worse. And they can't blame Trump anymore. And so now they're eating their own. And I do believe Letitia James has the long knives out now for Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is a white male, comes from a wealthy family, very powerful, very wealthy. Letitia James, she doesn't like that. She's going to use and leverage every bit of her power to get her will done, because she doesn't work for the people. She works for her own agenda, her own ego. And I think Cuomo and the Democrats are about to learn that these monsters, these political monsters that they have empowered, are about to turn on them. Just a prediction. And then maybe there's some well-meaning people in there who kind of went along to get along or really thought they had their best interest. Well, guess what? They're about to be exposed, or they're about to have a major revelation. No, Joe Biden was never anti-Wall Street. No, even Bernie Sanders sold out to Wall Street years ago. And yeah, you're going to sit here and watch. They've already bailed out, folks. They've already bailed out these hedge funds. They haven't cut a check yet with your taxpayer dollars. That may come down the road. That'll be the big revelation. But when they blocked the trades from going through, that was the bailout. That saved them billions. That saved the hedge fund managers billions of dollars when they blocked the trades from going through on the Robinhood app and all the other apps. I mean, it's beyond insider trading. That's rigging markets just in broad daylight. And that's a That's a point blank. Think about the turnaround. In 24 hours, the Biden administration bailed out the Wall Street billionaire hedge fund managers. But see, again, there was no check cut. There was no debate. There was no policy forum or anything. They called up the White House. They said, stop these trades however the hell you can. But they own Biden. So they went forth and they did it. And then Janet Yellen, of course, who's made millions of dollars speaking in front of Wall Street investors and bankers and hedge funds managers, millions of dollars Yellen has made. And then they say, oh, is that a conflict of interest? They say, no, we don't know anything about that. Oh, really? So the House of Cards is falling fast. But here's the question. Will this be judo maneuvered into getting Biden out of office and putting Kamala Harris in? I think yes. And then what does that mean moving forward?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Simulation, right? When you see all of this happening, all the oddities, all the by apparently just randomness, future predictions come true, whether it's The Simpsons or books or famous lines like it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Now here we are. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally sit here and promote the War Room coming up like I am today, but I think it's going to be one of the most important broadcasts that I've done today on the War Room, or that I will do, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, part of the InfoWars live show, live shows that we have here, broadcasting at band.videocan'tcensortruth.com. It's a veterans call-in show today, and I think the veterans are going to have some serious things to say today, and so I wouldn't want to miss that. And I'll have the front row seat for it as the host. Again, though, ladies and gentlemen, all of this is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's hard to fathom, I know, because we've been through so much of the censorship, and yet here we are still. But believe me, every day is a blessing. Every day is a miracle that we're here on air. And you are part of that blessing, part of that miracle. So cannot salute you enough. InfoWarsStore.com is how we do it. We've got the best supplements. I use the supplements. In fact, I get really upset because so many times I'm talking about my favorite supplements on air. Sadly, I find out they're sold out. Like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We warned you it's going to be sold out. Sold out. Like Rocket Rest Sleep Support from InfoWarsStore.com. My favorite thing for sleep support. Sold out. But we still have The Bodies, which is one of my favorites. Super Male Vitality in stock. 50% off. One of my favorites. I have the water filters in my house. I have the air filters in my house. I'm so crazy with these air filters sometimes. They're so great. I mean, they also remove odor. But, I mean, you know, you see the dandruff and the flake or whatever it is. The dust just floats around in the air sometimes. Like the sunlight is going right through perfectly your window and you can see all the dust. Alexa Pure Breeze from InfoWarsStore.com. That's going to be down big time. So that's what it is, though. That's why some people have bad allergies and stuff. It just gets into your house and you're breathing it in. But the Alexa Pure Breeze helps filter in that the dust and the particulate in the air. And sometimes I'm so crazy with it. I'm not even kidding you. Sometimes I'm so crazy with the Alexa Pure Breeze and I'm just like OCD or something. When I see all of the particulate in the air, when the light's going right through on a window, I'll pick up my Alexa Pure Breeze and put it right there. And watch it suck in all the particulate, and then out goes the clean air. So, again, this is all at InfoWarsStore.com, the emergency food, the popular T-shirts, the hats. People always ask, what can I do? How can I help? Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the supplements. If you're not into supplements, get the supplements for somebody else. If you're not into wearing political shirts or hats, get it for somebody else. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a look at some of the Biden breakdowns here. But first, here is Biden. Boy, oh boy, it's falling apart quickly, isn't it, folks? Remember, Trump was basically available. You pretty much knew what he was doing all day long. There were cameras following him around. He was doing press conferences. He had people constantly in and out of the White House, world leaders, everything. Biden's like nothing. There's no activity in the Biden White House, barely even from him. Wakes up, meds, take a nap, wake up, make up, executive orders, short statement. Nap, meds, dinner, bed. That's the Biden day. Complete opposite of Trump. Trump was wake up, work, maybe take a nap before he gets up to do it again. But here's Biden yesterday. I mean, he's struggling through this whole entire week and a half he's been in the White House, but perhaps whether it was Biden versus the Pen or some of his other flops, he doesn't know what he's signing. But here he was yesterday in the Oval Office, just really struggling.
The second order I'm going to be signing also changes what the president has done, the former president has done, and it reversed my predecessor's attack on women's health access, and as we continue to battle COVID-19, even more critical.
So, folks, it's gotten so bad, they literally have to give him note cards. Guys, roll the B-roll. They literally have to give him note cards. That's how bad it's gotten. In the Oval Office, he can't even think or speak. So he has to read off of note cards. What an embarrassment. And then, of course, he couldn't even get through the 30-second clip there. He nearly fainted halfway through it. So, I mean, this is a joke. This is like going from Michael Jordan to, a third grade basketball player. I mean, it's just a joke. It's just a total joke. But the juxtaposition is so obvious that, again, everybody's seeing through this. I don't think Biden has much longer, to be honest, folks. In fact, let me get into some of the further proof of that. When you have Vox and Politico and others going after Biden, you know his time is short. Again, is this just the cancel culture so inflamed with so much momentum that they're just now eating their own? Or was this part of the plan the whole time? Headline from Politico. For Christ's sakes, watch yourself. Biden warns family over business dealings. And into it, they get into all the corruption of the Biden family. It's like, where was this story before the election? You knew none of this is new. You knew about Biden's dealings in China, Uzbekistan, Iran. You know about Hunter Biden. You knew about all of this. Oh, but see, now that Biden's trying to hide it and tell his family not to do about it. Oh, and then his brother puts out a legal ad like, I'm Joe Biden's brother. Yeah, he can't even put a pen in his pocket. I'm telling you, this Biden deal doesn't have much legs left, folks. This Biden deal is running out of gas quickly. Remember the Joe Rogan? It's like going into the woods, a dark woods with a flashlight. This battery's almost dead. Yeah, this flashlight's about to go out, folks. I mean, it's flickering. It's tiny little yellow light. I mean, it's not emitting any beams at all. And now, Politico's going after him and his family for their corruption. Vox is going after, not in a direct manner, but the headline from the story, the statement they put out on Twitter, the central problem of Democrat political philosophy dating back to Plato is how democracy leads to tyranny. And then the headline on the Vox story, American fascism isn't going away. Oh, but see, it wasn't Trump that was the fascist, and they couldn't prove that in any way, shape, or form. Trump was the nationalist. Trump was the free marketeer. And now Biden is the real fascist. And so now they're going to have to continue to cover that and say, no, this is fascism, and now it's Biden. So I'm telling you, I think they're either intentionally trying to remove Biden or just the cancel culture has turned on its own, and Biden's obviously an easy target. Look at this garbage from the Huffington Post, though. Progressive faith groups welcome Biden's move to expand abortion access. No. Progressive faith groups, these are fake churches. That's what the headline should read. Fake churches welcome Biden's moves to expand abortions. No real church, no real Christian, no real Catholic, no real God-fearing individual is pro-abortion. None. You want to have a political debate about it? Fine. But don't ever act like any real church or Christian or any God-fearing group or individual is ever pro-abortion. That is a lie.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Incredible music like that of Rammstein they're playing. So you can't go see a Rammstein concert, you know, with 100,000 other people rocking up and down, and they put on a great show. No, you're not allowed to do that. There's COVID. Maybe after you get 10 anal swabs, maybe then you can go see a concert. But not until after that. No, no, no. All right. I really think whether it's witting or unwittingly, the Democrats are about to have Joe Biden ousted from office. And I think it's just natural that cancel culture is going to turn on itself. That's all being done by the left. And Joe Biden is the easiest target. I mean, this guy was friends and praised members of the KKK. It's very well known. He's been in government for 50 years. He's a white male. Plus, he can barely even think. He has to have note cards when he's talking now at the Oval Office. It's not good, folks. 30 executive orders in his first week and a half. I mean, so they can make him do all of this and then just remove him and act like Kamala's the hero who's totally unpopular. So, yeah, you can see other outlets reporting on this too. Breitbart and others. The writing is on the wall here, folks. I mean, even if you don't think there's an agenda to get Biden out, he physically can't do it. He's physically already out of gas, folks. They can't have Biden up there reading note cards for 4 years. I mean, see, here's the thing. America doesn't even need anybody. That's the whole point of self-government. An American is an independent, sovereign citizen. Self-government. So we don't need a president to do things for us. We'd like to have a president that puts foreign policy out there that gives America the advantage. But see, they can move Biden in there for a month or so, have him do all the corrupt things, then have the left turn on him to then implant Kamala and say, oh, she's the big hero who was the least popular candidate during the 2020 Democrat primaries. But see, oh, make Joe Biden the bad guy and then turn Kamala into the hero. So Biden becomes the anti-hero, formerly the hero, and then Kamala Harris becomes the hero as Biden leaves the anti-hero. But again, whether that was in the plan or not, he can't physically do it, folks. Imagine if there's a real world situation that approaches and you have Biden as the president. Yeah, the stuff going on with Wall Street and everything. Okay, that's kind of fine. They'll ignore it. They got Janet Yellen in there. They may even bail out the hedge fund managers. But I mean, let's say you have another strike like what we saw in, where was it? Last year was it Qatar? I can't remember. They blew up that huge facility. The oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, so imagine like real world development stuff. I mean, China going into Taiwan, China going into Hong Kong, and you have Biden up there reading off note cards, falling asleep. Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. Then you say, oh, well, you're going to have Kamala the clown up there laughing her way through all of it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a joke. I mean, the Democrats are a joke, but see, they love it. See, the New World Order wants a politician like Biden and Harris in there right now so it can make America seem and feel weak. Yeah, Joe Biden's a total joke. Yeah, Kamala Harris is a total joke. That's the whole point. Look, America, you're dead. Your leaders are a joke. Harris is a clown. Biden can't even think. There's no need for you anymore. We're bringing in China. Xi Jinping, strong. Xi Jinping, strong leader. He doesn't laugh and cackle like a schoolgirl in the bathroom smoking a cigarette. He doesn't pass out at the dinner table like great-grandpa at 8:30 at night past his bedtime. That's who we got. Trump was a real leader. Trump had actual respect from foreign powers. Biden Harris, laughingstock. Here's the thing. I don't even care. I don't care. You can pull, what was the name of the horse that they put in as, who is it in Rome that put in the horse? Starts with a C. It's skipping my mind right now. But it's put his horse basically on the Senate saying, hey, look, these senators are so worthless. I'll just nominate my horse. Put a horse in the White House. I don't care. I'm a sovereign citizen. I have self-government. But see, their policy is killing America. That's the point. Because it is an authoritarian dictatorship. Caligula, thank you. Made his horse a senator. I actually kind of have a different view on that history than what mainline historians say, but getting off point. So how much longer does Biden really have in the White House? And look at some of the sick stuff that they're doing. with the 30 executive orders, pro-abortion, more COVID nonsense, more money for foreign powers. And now they're sticking up for Big Pharma. Who would have thought? Joe Biden kills Trump administration plan on opioid treatment prescriptions hailed by physicians. So not only have they increased the price of insulin, now they're going to have more access to opioids that are responsible for more death than all other street drugs combined. Combined. Does that shock you? Heroin, meth, cocaine, crack, whatever else there is. Opioids kill more Americans than every illegal street drug combined. Now, you tell me what the real dangerous drug is. You tell me who the real criminals are. Is that for real? Did they really put that picture on the website, guys? Okay, I was going to say, so they just showed an image of Joe's plan to fight the opioid crisis, and it's him looking like a dead zombie. So that's the accurate depiction, though. Well done, whoever made that art. But see, they'll just say, oh, that's illegal. They are saying that's illegal. In fact, the vengeance of Hillary Clinton. Let me hit this right now. By the way, let me just hammer the rest of this news real quick. The fall man for the Obama illegal spy ring with Clapper and Comey and Brennan is going to be Kevin Kleinsmith. He's going to be the fall man. And they're saying it's all his fault. He falsified a document. He falsified an email. That's how we got the FISA warrant. We didn't know it was fake. We didn't know PP Gate was fake. So they'll blame Christopher Steele. He's out of the country. He's gone. They'll blame Stephen Halper. He's out of the country. He's gone. Nobody knows. And then Kevin Kleinsmith is going to be the guy domestically here that takes the fall. They're going to say, oh, he doctored it. He deceived us. He goofed us. We had no idea. Give me a break. And that hearing was going on today with Carter Page and others. Judge Boasberg presiding. So there's your fall guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, and that's going to be that, ladies and gentlemen. More is being unsealed in the Epstein Maxwell documents. Just exactly what you knew. All the just dozens of girls, underage, many of them abused and trafficked by Epstein. Maxwell knew it was all going on. She was part of the procurement and the promotion of it. And this is all, the FBI knew all of this and they did nothing. And you won't even have the Me Too movement complaining about this, but Maxwell says the jury is racist and so the court case has to be thrown out. I'm not even kidding you. Now, here's Hillary's vengeance. So the individual known as Ricky Vaughn on Twitter back in 2016, very popular Twitter account, did political memes. Here's the problem with being anonymous, folks. When they come after you, nobody actually knows who you really are. His real name, I think, is Doug Mackey. Point is, this is Hillary's vengeance. So Doug Mackey, back in the day known as Ricky Vaughn on Twitter for making political memes, now faces 10 years in jail for a meme he made in 2016. Folks, this is literally Hillary Clinton's vengeance. For 4 years, that decrepit witch, that B-I-H, has been sitting back, and now she has Biden in the White House, so she's saying, go after these people. Go after them. The vengeance of Hillary Clinton is on.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming up in the next hour, his video went viral exposing how Biden has already cost union workers, people that work in the oil industry, tens of thousands of jobs. This clip went beyond mega viral, but there's a story behind the story, and we're going to have the exclusive story on that coming up with Henry Davis in about 15 minutes. I'm going to do a news blitz here, but well, let me segue back to the vengeance of Hillary Clinton on a citizen making memes. But first, play in this other news here to kind of make it go full circle. No, not to circle back, but I guess I will be circling back, like Jen Psaki likes to say. Folks, there's compilations of Jen Psaki. It's some of the funniest stuff ever. Maybe I'll have time to air it today. There's an compilation of Jen Psaki. Hilarious. Just shows how dumb she is. And then there's a compilation of her saying circle back, which just shows how she can't even answer a question. But I'll circle back to the vengeance of Hillary Clinton on a meme maker. But first, here we go. At Davos, Vladimir Putin points to United States to warn big tech is driving social divisions. Also made other key statements about big tech rigging democracy. or sabotaging democracy. So the world is waking up to big tech. But see, the problem is they're all in bed with China. So China is the real problem with their Communist Party. If you want to make big tech have free speech again, tell them to get out of bed with China. Maybe tell China to quit having millions of slaves. It would help, too. And so remember, when Biden got into the White House with the inauguration, you had 15-1 dislikes to likes on all of his videos. So what did YouTube do or Google do? They went in and they just erased the dislikes. They just said, nope, we don't count these dislikes. And then you looked at the comments, and almost every comment was Joe Biden is a pedophile. Joe Biden cheated. He didn't actually win. So what do? They erased and banned the comments. Well, now the same thing has happened with Robinhood. So not only did Robinhood, at the behest of the White House, cancel all the trades on the short squeeze that was bankrupting the hedge fund billionaires on Wall Street, then, after all the negative reviews of the Robinhood users that got screwed over started pouring in, Google deleted the negative reviews for Robinhood's app. You see how it's all rigged? And you know, well, I won't go off too far on this, but I mean, look, it is frustrating because InfoWars is the most popular news network in the world. But see, we don't actually get to flex that popularity or exhibit that popularity or embrace that popularity because we're banned everywhere. If we were still on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything else, we would be numero uno in the world. And quite frankly, we still compete with all these people just with our own servers and platforms. So it's a good thing we've been hardened and built for this age of censorship, but, you know, it's just another example of how everything is rigged. Everything in culture and civilization is rigged for the elite, for the power brokers. And now Representative Paul Gosar has called for the Department of Justice to investigate Robin Hood and Citadel Hedge Fund, and then others will also be involved in that investigation because it's all illegal what they did to bail out the hedge fund billionaires. Not a normal, typical bailout of, oh, here's cash, here's a check. But a bailout of stopping the market, ending the free market to stop their losses from happening. Now, do you think anything is going to be done about this in the Biden administration? Well, I sure hope not, because you're going to be let down royally. Here's an example of why. Gateway Pundit headline. Disgraced former FBI agent Peter Stroke's wife, Melissa Hodgman, named acting director of the Division of Enforcement for the Security and Exchange Commission. Oh. First of all, why is she still with him if he was having affairs with Lisa Page? Or was that just a cover-up? Was the affair with Lisa Page a cover-up or an excuse for the words that they were exchanging? Or is it all about power? Does she stick with him because of the power? And now she gets to feel some of that power because she's now the acting director in the Division of Enforcement at the SEC, Peter Stroke's wife. You think the Biden administration is going to do anything about this? And, you know, I remember when Barstool Sports was coming up, Dave Portnoy, and it was just really popular. I was just in college at the time, you know, really popular. The whole notion was you're with your drinking buddies sitting on the bar stool and talking sports. And so that's kind of what their platform was. It's become much more diverse. But, you know, he was on with Tucker Carlson last night saying he won't rest until someone goes to jail for this. And so Dave Portnoy, legit guy, just a real dude, is just another example of more people who have made a name for themselves, more people who have influenced the culture and individuals that are just waking up to how corrupt it is and are just sick and tired of it. So, yeah, going from the Pizza Review to day trader to now wanting to use his full, oh yeah, and also saving small businesses, to now wanting to use his full force and might to make sure whoever is responsible for stopping the short squeeze to bail out the hedge fund billionaires goes to jail. Well, I believe Dave Portnoy in that pursuit. And what he's going to learn is how the whole thing was always rigged and how the people that would be responsible for bringing to justice those in the Robinhood app or at Citadel or anybody else are all on the same team. So it's good that people are having this revelation. Portnoy probably already knows that, but he's now going to have that physical battle or that intellectual battle in real time, and the public's going to see. By the way, Apple, that does have millions of slaves making their phones, just had their first $100 billion quarter in sales. So, but here's the thing. Just like, now it's a different algorithm, if you will, but it's the same in its formula. Just like these hedge fund billionaires make bets to basically put brick and mortar stores out of business, but then they make a bunch of money on their bets, shorting them. This same method is basically used in the global economy by Apple and by all these people that go to China. Yeah, Apple's not going to make $100 billion in a quarter if they're manufacturing their goods in the United States of America, because they have to pay their employees a reasonable wage. I mean, I think $10 an hour to work at Apple would probably not even be fair. I mean, I don't know what an Apple genius makes. I think they make it probably about 15 price starting to be an Apple genius. But let's say Apple paid their, even if it was minimum wage, they're paying the equivalent of 50 cents a day, 50 cents a day, 16 hour days to work in a Apple factory in China. So yeah, you can make $100 billion in sales when you have one worker for 50 cents a day making cell phones that you sell for $1,200. And then you have, on the back end, you have a business model that makes sure that people are always buying a new phone every 2 years. Which, remember when Apple got in trouble for that? There were big lawsuits and there were payouts. Apple rigging their own software to malfunction, so you have to get another phone. Oh, you forgot about that. So it doesn't just happen on Wall Street, folks. It happens at Apple. It happens at all these big corporations. So I'm not sure how you leverage this into righting this wrong with Apple and all the other people that go and manufacture their goods in China and then become filthy rich doing it with their Chinese slaves. But this is next. We will free the people of China. Mark my words, the people of China will be free. And we got our own battles to fight here in America to free ourselves. But once we overturn the globalists here in America, that will set in place the dominoes worldwide, and we will free the slaves of China. We will. And we'll know who was responsible, Apple, Google. We'll know who was responsible for the slaves in China. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I circle back. Nothing will be done about the insider trading. But if you made a meme in 2016 about Hillary Clinton, you're going to jail for 10 years. That's how overturned the system is. That's why we must put a restoration of real justice and the republic back, because it's all rigged right now when you get away with rigging the market, but you can't even make a meme without facing jail time.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.